The Burwood RSL has something special on offer every day of the week. It's the perfect atmosphere to enjoy a drink at any one of the six bars or visit the cafe for a coffee, light meal or dessert. The coffee shop is the best place to relax and enjoy a cup of tea or freshly ground coffee, light snacks, sandwiches made to order, focaccias, cakes and desserts. Give us a call on 9744 7444 or visit our website at burwoodrsl.com.au. Burwood RSL, a proud sponsor of Radio 2RDJ.
Welcome to the Gadget Grill here on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band, and we are on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. Hi there, I am...
No, you have to change your name now.
I'm the President.
You're President Trumbull.
President Trumbull? Yes. Yeah, have you seen my Twitter handle?
I have, that's why I said it.
Yeah? Yes. Professor President Trumbull. Is who I am today. Welcome to the show. I'm the Professor Stumpy Steamboat Gaz. Man,
you've got three names now. It's not fair.
You should try it sometime.
Tonight I'm just going to be Jason.
There you go. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
In case you hadn't, in case you hadn't noticed, I'm back.
Yeah. We noticed by the triple barrel opening to the show this week.
We've got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. Stuff like being an alien and being allowed into the country or not being allowed into the country.
Yeah, so you've experienced the shambles that has become US immigration firsthand.
Oh, indeed we did.
And I think we should also make note that Jeff is sadly not with us this week. He's off on super secret things doing in super secret countries.
Indeed. He would have experienced it on his way in.
It's not much of a secret anymore, is it?
No. somewhere over there. It's been fun. We actually had a very good time. Saw some good theatre. Caught up with Sycamore Number 2.
And your son.
My second son. Lee is Sycamore Number 1. Michael is Sycamore Number 2.
I'm not sure if people are familiar with referring to your offspring as trees.
It's actually a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy reference.
Is it?
Yes.
That's why people aren't familiar with it.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I went there.
Yeah. So what have I missed in my untimely absence?
I think you missed Australia Day, didn't you?
Hopefully. What do they call it now? It's Invasion Day now?
No, it's now referred to as Survival Day.
Survival
Day. I don't know why. I don't know.
Did you have some lamb?
I did not, actually, for Australia Day. Australia Day was actually
a blur.
Yeah, a bit of a blur for me.
Drunken blur?
No.
Drunken stupid?
No, I don't really get drunk.
I know.
Yes. I know. Despite your best efforts.
I should not defame you like that. Let me think of other ways I can defame
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, there's plenty of ways to defame me.
I know.
Yeah.
What's been happening technology-wise? Not a lot.
Technology-wise, there's still a bit of a fallout from everything that's happening at CES. There's a few companies are starting to ramp up their release cycle for the year. We're expecting Google to launch some Android Wear watches this week.
Okay,
there could actually be three Android Wear watches launched this month. It's been a long time since, but we are expecting a sequel to the Huawei watch as well.
Okay,
it's a great watch, so I'm really expecting good things for the sequel. But it's been an easy few weeks.
See, so what happens when I go away? I leave you two in charge and nothing happens.
Now you're back, and now we're having troubles trying to come up with segments and stuff. What have we got? We've got a couple of reviews today.
We're going to talk about a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And let me... We're going to speak about a talker and talk about a speaker, and let me plug that back in. And if you listen closely, I'm going to test the speaker right now.
That's not quite testing the speaker. You just hit it on the desk.
I did indeed. Okay. Do you see any damage to it?
No.
Exactly.
Oh.
And we've got a camera we can talk about, an HD action cam.
Sounds good.
But in the meantime,
mm-hmm.
Friday was February the 3rd.
Indeed it was.
Indeed it was.
Sorry, are we playing What's My Day?
Well, no, not quite. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Because it is widely regarded as the day the music died.
Oh.
This is the day that Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, can't remember who else, a couple of other people, were killed in a plane crash.
Plane crash, yes, that's right, yeah.
That was February the 3rd, quite some time ago. So I thought that I would open up the music part of tonight's show with a little bit of Buddy Holly and...
Which piece?
Well,
is
All
that,
Right.
Is it too soon?
Which piece of Buddy Holly? Exactly. Over there on the left, you'll see his spectacles.
You said he died in a plane crash, so...
Yeah. Over there on the left, you will see his spectacles. On the right, you'll see his Fender Stratocaster guitar. And this is Well, All Right.
Well, all right.
Well, all right, so I'm being foolish. Well, all right, let people know about the dreams and wishes you wish in the night when lights are low. Well, all right, well, all right, we live and love. Well, all our might, well, all right, well, all right, our lifetime love will be all right. Well, all right, so I'm going steady. It's all right when people say that those foolish kids can't be ready for the love that comes their way. Well, all right, well, all right, we will live and love with all our might. Well, all right, our lifetime love will be all right.
Registrations are now open for Clean Up Australia Day, Sunday, March 5. It's easy. Communities, businesses, youth groups and schools can all participate. Take a look around you. Get your friends, family, neighbours and colleagues together and just clean it up. Because when the rubbish is gone, nature can carry on. Register at cleanupaustraliaday.org.au or just give us a call on 1800 CUA Day.
Hi, this is John Dale. Tune into my classic track show every Saturday lunchtime, 11 to 1 to RDJ. You'll hear lots of the best sounds from 60s to now. I'll be playing rock, pop, Motown, soul, ballads, fast songs, slow songs, and everything in between. It's just the mix to keep you singing along on your Saturday mornings. Plus, I'll be sneaking in some unusual versions of those classic tracks and some homegrown local performers. So So don't forget Classic Tracks every Saturday lunchtime, 2RDJ 88.1.
Welcome back to the Gadget Grill on Radio 2RDJ 88.1 FM and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
Indeed. News time.
I always love the acknowledgement that I've gotten that correct.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you can either get it right or not.
That does cover all eventualities. What have we got for the news?
Okay, I don't have a lot of news this week. I've got
quite a bit of news, actually. But do you want to open up with one of yours?
Well, I thought in the interests of whatever it is the interests of, I thought you should start. Because you've got more, and so you can start, you can finish, and whatever.
All right. Okay, well, I've got a couple that I can string together.
Good.
So do you know what's cool this year in TVs?
Refrigerator TV? On your fridge.
No, that's next week. That's next year.
Oh, sorry.
What are they going to do at CES next year now?
Who cares?
So, do you know what's cool this year on TV?
Tell me.
HDR. Oh, yes. It's the must-have feature. Do you know what's not cool?
What?
3D.
Oh, 3D?
Do you
3D's been around now for, 7 years?
So it's been around, but it's not, because this week, Sony and LG announced this week that they will no longer be producing 3D TVs.
Ooh.
Everyone's gotten sick of 3D TVs.
No, that didn't take long.
Technology's never lived up to its potential. The best bit about it is that Samsung stopped producing 3D TVs last year, but we didn't really notice until now.
Right. No, I'm not at all surprised at that.
No.
I actually asked at the, I think at the LG launch the year before last, because
why?
They weren't making a big fuss about
why
it.
Why would you do that? They'll think that people want them now.
Well, I asked out of curiosity, because...
Can't take you anywhere.
And you can, actually. Take me there twice. The second time
to apologise.
Mm-hmm. Actually, three times. The third time to return the stuff I stole the second time. No, I asked because inquiring minds want to know. I was actually asking for a friend.
It's mainly because I think people want to dance on its grave. No one wanted a 3D television. So, do you know what else is seemingly old and not coming back?
Tell me.
DVDs.
Oh, they're gone.
They are so gone. The DVD market is shrinking as we all move to digital downloads and streaming services.
Well, even the Blu-ray market has died.
Yeah, well, physical media, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, feeling the pinch this quarter is Sony. Sony's movie, film and TV business. They wrote down some $970 million for the last quarter.
Right.
Now, they do have a turnaround plan, and they do expect the division to ultimately make a profit for the financial year. But Sony's also been lagging behind at the box office lately as well. So maybe if they want to turn a profit in home DVD sales, maybe they should look at what they're actually releasing at the box office.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, there should be less of a delay. And, of course, there should be...
Better movies.
Well, better
movies. Better movies and more of them. There you go, Sony. You can have that.
Okay. And, of course, there should be more up-to-date... control of the media rather than the restricted stuff that we have. For instance, look at what happened with Foxtel on Friday night with the boxing.
Oh, yes. This was amusing, but let's go on before I tell you my thoughts on it. What actually happened?
Okay, what actually happened was that a gentleman on the central coast of New South Wales decided to stream his Foxtel feed of the Mundine Green That's boxing match.
Two guys slugging it out.
Two guys slugging it out in the Adelaide Oval. He decided to stream it onto his Facebook site.
Any Friday night
site.
In Adelaide.
Yeah, yeah. He decided to stream it onto his Facebook page. And at one point, I think he had 175,000 people paying attention to the feed.
So Foxtel were not happy about this.
I can't understand why.
Well, I think I've got an idea, but go on.
Yeah, Foxtel were not at all happy. They're having words with him, and it looks like their lawyers are probably going to have words with him, and rightly so.
So apparently Foxtel representatives were speaking to him as the fight was actually
on. They were. That's what I've heard. Yeah. And they were telling him that he's a naughty boy.
He's not the Messiah then.
Yeah, yeah, they were telling him that as far as Foxtel are concerned, he's a naughty boy.
I was surprised. I have to say, like, they're absolutely right.
They are.
His pay-per-view fee does not cover rebroadcast and retransmissions.
Absolutely
not. He's got no right to stream that thing on Facebook.
No, he's totally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that,
150,000 people, 175,000 people will probably chip in a dollar or two for his legal defense. Actually,
yeah.
Maybe not. But
yeah, but
maybe not, because they couldn't chip in the $50 for the fight. But yeah.
But on the other hand, what does that say about Foxtel, whereby the only way you could watch the fight on TV was to actually
I think you mean online.
Only way you could watch it, apart from watching it online, was to actually have a Foxtel account, a current Foxtel account,
sure,
and pay the extra for
this.
That's
how pay-per-view works.
Pay-per-view, yeah. So if you have free-to-air, sorry. You have a Foxtel account, sorry. If you happen to have a Foxtel account and access to pay-per-view, but you're away from home that night, sorry.
So what you're getting at is it couldn't be streamed via Foxtel Play or Foxtel Go.
No.
Mm-hmm. But those apps don't do pay-per-view.
But that's not the point.
Well,
the
kind point of is.
Well, it kind of is, yeah. But Foxtel brought this upon themselves.
I think the big story is that they need a better streaming solution for pay-per-view events.
Absolutely. Right. They need to make this more broadly available.
I mean, look, to be fair, Foxtel didn't bring it upon themselves. They followed the same business model they've been following for years. Like,
which is what I said. They brought it upon themselves.
There's other pay-per-view events that go off without a hitch all the time. It's just that this time someone figured out that, hey, I can actually take the output of my Foxtel box, put it into my computer, make it look like a webcam to Facebook, and look at that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Metricon VR. You heard about this?
No, I have not. Please tell me of this VR invention.
How do you like free Google Cardboard?
I've got a lot of free Google Cardboard already, so I probably don't need it. But let's pretend that I do not have Google Cardboard, and I would very much like some.
Okay, this is for home buyers.
Oh yeah,
so that they can experience their new home, their next home, in VR.
Wow. Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
3D VR. This is being set up to coincide with the building industry's busiest time, which is February, as people start going back to work and start looking for homes again, so that you can go onto the Metricon website, select the home of your choice, and walk around the home, have a look at the home in 3D VR using your Google Cardboard.
Interesting, yeah.
It's a very interesting way of trying to sell this.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's a good idea. I don't know whether it's going to really replace looking at the home. But I applaud them because it's an interesting concept.
They've had 3D renders of rooms and stuff for quite a while. And, you know, digital art and 3D rendering software has come quite a long way in the meantime. So you've been able to get some quite photorealistic renderings of what rooms of the house would look like.
But, absolutely.
You know, this just adds to that and puts it into the third dimension. So if you are nerdy enough to have a Google Cardboard like me, and so are they actually going to give you Google Cardboard or is it just you have to go to the website?
They're going to give it to you. I don't know what the mechanics of that is, but they're giving away the Google Cardboard for that.
So, I mean, the other thing is that you don't actually need cardboard to experience VR. You can just, you know, you can hold your phone up in front of you and move around like a 360-degree view as well.
Yeah,
Cardboard's useful for 3D,
yes,
360, but you don't need that.
Well, for looking at your new house, you might.
No, you don't.
No?
No.
Okay, what's your next thing, Jason?
I got some Nintendo news.
Nintendo news?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've been quite fond of the Nintendo news lately, so I'm going to stick with it for a bit.
Good.
So they appear to be raking in the profits again. It's been a series of on again, off again, somewhat dark years for Nintendo sometimes. The Wii U hasn't gone particularly well. But they appear to be raking in the profits once more, forecasting an end of financial year profit of nearly $800 million.
I'll take a little bit of that.
Yes, so would I. I'd like to.
Let's find another 798 people and we can each have $1 million.
All right, yeah, I'm sure Nintendo won't mind.
They won't.
It's worth noting.
They won't even notice it's missing.
It is worth noting, actually, Nintendo probably will. The new Pokemon games released before Christmas seem to account for well over $500 million of that profit. So it's a lot of profit arriving late in their year. Now, the clock is ticking because the new console, the Nintendo Switch, there you go, thank you, launches on March the 3rd. And Still with Nintendo, speaking of new stuff coming out, the company seems to be enjoying its newfound popularity in mobile platforms, and they've confirmed that they're going to release 2 to 3 mobile games per year going forward. But of course, they didn't really tell us which franchises we can expect to see. However, the RPG title Fire Emblem Heroes did launch on iOS and Android this week, and Super Mario Run is coming to Android in March. Further to that, they also stated that they actually have 100 game titles in development, and most of those are for the Switch console.
And most of those won't make it to production, probably.
Oh, I don't know about that. I actually think some of them might be things like virtual console titles, because you do have to assign, even if it's an old game, you do have to assign a team to actually working on that to make sure that it works on the new hardware.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you go to Europe fairly often.
Like once a year.
Like once a year, yeah. That's more often than I have in the last 15 years.
Yeah, you've been going to the States more frequently.
We go to the States more, but we will be going to Europe this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you happen to have a European phone, the European Union is going to end mobile phone roaming charges from June 15.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, this is the writing's been on the wall for this, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has. And somebody actually got a...
This won't apply if you're in Britain, will it?
No, it won't. No, it won't.
It's like they've just waited for Brexit. They're like, right, fix all of this stuff.
From June 15, residents who travel through the European Union will not have to pay roaming charges as they travel across country borders.
Hmm.
That's going to make things a lot cheaper, I would imagine, as you use your phone travelling from France to Italy to Germany to Spain, Greece, wherever.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds
except
good.
Except England.
But if you're if you're not from Europe, then you'll be stuck to your normal carrier roaming charges too.
Yes. Next.
I have a question for you.
42.
No, it's a yes or no question.
Oh, okay.
Are you maybe sick of talking to baristas to order your coffee?
Maybe.
There wasn't an unusual amount of consideration for that question.
Yeah, because I don't order coffee all that often.
So when you do order coffee, do you talk to a barista?
Hopefully
do you
not.
Do you enjoy the experience?
Hopefully not. Hipster baristas. I have this hipster...
Why are you drinking at hipster coffee joints?
Because you don't have much choice these days, really.
Okay.
I had this 6'4" hipster sitting next to me on the plane coming back. And he insisted upon occupying half of my seat as well as his own.
Mm.
Had his elbow digging into my ribs, his shoulder underneath my shoulder. Ah, it was a very uncomfortable
ride. Do you think maybe he was a barista?
I suspect he may have been.
We'll try and get the story back.
Hipster bloody barista.
So without going into hipsters too much, if you're sick of talking to your barista to order your coffee...
Especially the hipster ones.
Starbucks might have just the thing for you, because this week they've rolled out voice ordering via Amazon Alexa. So you can order your Starbucks coffee not by talking to a barista, but by talking to Alexa. They've also added voice ordering in beta to their iOS app. And instead of telling a person what you'd like to drink, you can tell a machine instead and hope that it gets it right. Now, if you're excited by this possibility, and I think I can see that you are, then...
Absolutely.
Then you may have to temper your excitement a little bit and say sorry to your barista, because Starbucks is actually rolling this out just to 1,000 people so far, but they do plan to send it wider later this year.
Okay, one more news item, please, Jason.
All right. Some sad news, going back to video games. Sad news from the video game world this week with Masaya Nakamura, the then founder of Namco, now known as Namco Bandai, passed away at the age of 91. That sound is indeed appropriate, although we kind of drowned it out at the start of the show with the presidential anthem. Namco is, of course, most notable for its 1980 release of Pac-Man, and Nakamura's nickname is the father of Pac-Man, so... Poor Pac-Man has had a loss in the family this week.
Indeed, that is certainly sad news. We don't want to hear bad news about any of the founders of the technologies that we deal with.
Bad news and sad news.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Going on with the music.
Okay.
This is the Bee Gees and To Love Somebody.
Station or even volunteer to have your own program. Check it out, www.radio2idj.com.
And welcome back to the Gadget Grill here on Radio 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band. We are on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
Indeed.
I'm the Professor Stumpy Steamboat, the Professor, the President.
Did you just crash mid-announce? Probably. Go back to the beginning?
Yeah, not quite, no.
Forgot your nickname.
No, well, what nickname?
Which one of them?
Well, of them, actually. All of them. And who the hell are you?
I'm Jason.
Indeed.
It's much simpler.
You trying to confuse me?
No, but it's working.
Yeah, it is indeed.
My cunning plan.
Which is more than we can say for me. Okay.
First week back. A few cobwebs to shake out. Oh, no, that's just the beard.
That's right. Which is not getting any shorter, you will notice.
No, I'm not. I'm definitely noticing.
In Australia, as I drive around, I get people saying, "Hi, Santa."
Mm-hmm.
Same happened in America. Times Square. We're walking down Times Square and people are going, "Hi, Santa." It wasn't snowing at the time, but a couple of days it got almost cold enough to snow.
Almost.
Mm. Certainly in the evening, as we're wandering back to the hotel after a night out at the theatre. And the theatre in New York is, oh so wonderful. Haven't experienced theatre like that in a long time.
I haven't experienced theatre in New York. I will at some point.
You should do that, although the West End is pretty bloody good as well.
So, in November, speaking of experiencing things,
yeah.
You tapped a speaker on the desk earlier.
I did indeed.
I believe it still works.
It still works, yes.
Mm-hmm.
What I have in my hand, I'll just hold it up to the microphone so the listener can hear it.
Yeah, everyone should be able to get a good look that way.
That's right, mm-hmm. Yep. I'm going to go back 24 years or thereabouts, when I was living and working in the States, and the speakers that I used for my computer, for my desktop, used to be Altec Lansing speakers.
Yes, it's a brand that seems to have waned a little bit in recent time, isn't it?
As we got into the 21st century, they appeared to disappear.
I actually think they may have been purchased by someone who's just using their brand name now, but
don't know. But in November, I received a big box.
Mm-hmm.
And inside the big box was a toolbox.
Okay.
Inside,
so branched out.
They have indeed. Inside the toolbox, there was a bag of sand, a bag of pebbles. There was a rubber mallet.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an Altec Lansing speaker inside it as well. And this speaker is described by Altec Lansing as being everything proof.
Everything proof,
meaning that you can drop it in water, you can hit it with a hammer.
What?
Yeah, hit it with a hammer.
You can hit this with a hammer?
Yeah.
Well, so just tap it on the desk again for us.
Okay, let me just bring the mic.
Sorry, I'm sure you can hear it. Wow. Yeah, okay. So
it's actually got a rubber.
Are you sure you can actually hit it with a hammer, or can you actually use this to hammer nails in?
Probably both, actually. It is a very, very solid... speaker, you try it. Tell me if you think you can hammer nails in. I reckon you could use that to repair your shoes with.
So it's got a nice rubber. It's very, very sturdy, sort of like soft touch rubber grip around it, and it's got speaker, very, very tough speaker grill front and back as well.
Yep.
And of course it's got the little port, the little port
for
cover
recharging.
That's, covering
it's
up
a Bluetooth speaker.
Covering up a USB port, a 3.5mm headphone jack. No, you should tell Apple about that.
Yes.
And a recharge. So can this thing actually power your mobile phone as well, like other speaker/batteries?
I have not tried that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use it for that. I
reckon it can, because it's got USB out, 5 volts. You
okay.
can charge your phone off this.
Okay. What it also does... It comes, as you notice, it's got a 3/8 inch.
It's got essentially a tripod mount as well. So if you've got one of those little travel tripods that you get when you get lots of little cameras and stuff these days, you could mount it on that fairly easily and set it on the desk in front of you, and then hit it with a hammer.
And it comes with a mounting kit, so you can actually mount it on your push bike.
So what is it? It's a Bluetooth speaker.
Bluetooth?
Mm-hmm. So you don't need to use that 3.5mm jack.
No.
So it's Bluetooth. How far away can you get?
Far enough away that you can annoy people without them...
Excellent. And so does it float in water? So
I don't think it does. I haven't tried it.
It's pretty heavy. Like when we've had the UE boom...
Welcome to Altec Lansing.
Oh, thank you very much. That's lovely. That's a great speech to have when you turn on a device for the first time. So like some of the other waterproof speakers, they will actually float in water.
I don't think this one does. This one feels like it won't float.
it's pretty heavy actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
So is it just a single source? Can you pair it with another one to make stereo?
I did not try that. I'll be quite honest. I did not try that. It has two speakers on there.
So there's a front and a back?
Left and right.
Oh, left and right. Okay, so it's a stereo speaker.
It's a stereo speaker.
Okay.
It sound quality, I don't think it's up to the sound quality of the UE boom.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that by the design of it, it's a very different market for this one.
Yeah, it definitely is. What's its price point?
The price point of this, if I recall correctly, is a couple of hundred.
Okay, so it is up in UE Boom territory.
Yeah.
And like, you know, we keep calling back to the Boom, but it is our speaker of choice as far as portable Bluetooth goes.
It is absolutely our speaker of choice. And what, it's been 4 years now since it came out.
There has been a UE Boom 2 in the meantime.
There has been a UE Boom 2. But the general principle
is the same.
The general principle is the same. And over the 4 years since the UE Boom first came out, there's been nothing in my mind that comes close to its overall sound quality.
Hmm.
But this is a different market.
It is. That's heavily ruggedized.
This is very heavily ruggedized. You want to take it down to the beach, kick sand in its face, it's going to say, yeah, so what? You know, I'm not your 14-pound weakling. It's solid. It is robust.
It's probably survived a bomb blast.
Yeah, yeah. It is made for the active life. And if that's where you see yourself going with needing a speaker,
yeah,
this Everything Proof Altec Lansing is probably as good a place as any to start.
Sounds good. Whereabouts can one find it? Just general big box retailers?
All the usual places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just look for it. It comes in quite a neat packaging. I don't think it comes with the toolbox and the rubber mallet.
That may have just been some promotional gear.
Yeah, I suspect so. If you want a toolbox and rubber mallet, just send me an email and we'll sort you out. In the meantime, this is Skyhooks and Living in the 70s.
I feel a little aware. Clear.
Last summer, 14 children drowned in our backyard pools.
Stand back, stand back.
A moment's distraction is all it takes.
All right.
Mummy's just got to check on the oven, okay?
All right, one sec.
No. Keep watch, no matter what. To learn more, search Royal Life Saving Australia.
Welcome back to the Gadget Grill on Radio 2RDJ 88.1 FM on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com. Now, Gary, you have an action sports camera that you would like to talk about this week as well.
Funny you should mention that. Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah.
Now, everybody, of course, is well aware of the big name in this realm, the GoPro.
GoPro, yes.
And GoPro make very good products.
They do. They make slightly expensive products, though, don't they?
They do indeed. They're a premium product. And every time you want to buy a GoPro, you got to buy a few accessories to go with it as well.
just to complete the set.
Yep. Reminds me of the old saying, save the whales, collect the whole set. 360 are an organisation that make relatively inexpensive technology that matches pretty much in terms of value what you get from the big names.
Yeah, they've had a good name in making phone covers and phone accessories covers, up until now.
Accessories like
so
that.
So they're branching out a little
I've
bit.
I've got a battery, rechargeable extension battery, which proved very useful on my recent trip. And they've now produced an action camera, a high-definition action cam.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just go through with you some of the accessories that are included in the box when you buy this camera. It's a couple hundred dollars for the camera.
Yeah.
It includes a waterproof housing along with a replacement door. A waterproof housing mount.
A replacement door for the waterproof housing?
Yeah.
Just in case it breaks?
In case it breaks.
Fair enough.
Or you lose it. Waterproof housing mount. A suction mount. A couple of adhesive clip bases. A handlebar mount. Handlebar pole mount.
This sounds like...
camera clip
this
housing.
Sounds like a who's who or what's what of the GoPro accessories list.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Helmet mounts. Helmet
are they,
straps.
Are they broadly compatible with GoPro products as well?
That I didn't try. Mm-hmm. I don't know because I don't have any GoPro products to try it with. But the camera mount, the waterproof housing has a tripod mount. It's got waterproof buttons with, you know, sort of grommeted and so on so that you can start the camera, stop the camera and so on. Takes a micro SD card inside it, chargeable via your normal USB connection. Does everything that the...
Now, there's a camera in there as well, right?
There's a camera.
Okay.
And a screen, so you can see what you're doing.
Is the screen on the camera?
Yes.
Okay. They're not separate products?
No. And it's quite a small product, you know, sort of like 1.5 inches cubed,
yeah,
I guess. And it's a lot cheaper than your GoPro. And you don't have to buy much in the way of accessories, if anything at all. About the only thing that I can think that you might want to buy might be a selfie stick.
Yes, well, you can probably make one out of all the accessories included in the box. So, what's the specs on the camera like? What does it shoot in? Is it
it's full HD. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Full HD. They've got two different models. There's a full HD 360 degree sports action camera, and a
360 degree one. Okay, yeah.
And the other one is an ultra HD Wi-Fi sports action camera.
Oh, yeah. So that's more the GoPro style one.
Yeah. $200 and $180.
Wow, that is quite cheap to get into either of those spaces, really.
I know.
Yeah.
And as I say, that's including all of the accessories.
Mm-hmm.
Can
it do things like slow motion? Has it got a fisheye lens on it?
Doesn't have a fisheye lens on
it. That's probably good, actually.
Yeah. But the 360, full 360 degree, not really fisheye, but it's not far from it, depending upon how you want to use it.
Well, if it's a 360 camera, it won't be fisheye, but no. Yeah.
No. 360 degree, 220 wide lens, 1080p at 30 frames a second, 12 megapixels for stills.
Cool, sounds good.
It's
so. Have you been? Have you had it mounted on the bonnet of your car as you drive around town?
Yeah, I drilled a couple of holes in the bonnet. Yeah, it's $100,000 car. Drilled a couple of holes in the bonnet and put it on there.
If they had a Mercedes mount included, you wouldn't have had to drill it, right?
Absolutely correct.
I mean, do they have a clip on it? Could you clip it to the Mercedes?
They have clips, and I do stuff that's a little bit different. For instance, I'll clip it to the head of my base.
Mm-hmm.
And have it pointing down.
Sounds interesting, yeah.
Pointing down the fingerboard of the bass,
mm-hmm.
so that it's while I'm playing, it's looking at my left hand going up and down the fingerboard, and it catches little bits of me and, you know, the drummer or whoever else might be playing adjacent to me.
It's quite an interesting way of recording a performance, actually.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. I've done that a few times, and it's a very, very interesting way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the 360. Action cameras.
Great. So, I guess the same deal as with the speaker. You can probably find them in big box retailers around the way.
I have seen them in some of the big box retailers. Mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier about The Day the Music Died.
Mm.
Don McLean wrote a song about it called Bye Bye Miss American Pie.
Are we going to have a piece of Don McLean as well?
We're going to have a piece of Don McLean's American Pie.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's good. I already had dessert, though.
I know. Mm. You have, I haven't.
Mm. Here's yours. How that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you above, if the Bible tells you so? Now, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me.
was a germ. Now a verdict was returned. And while Lenin read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park. And we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, though the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die, this'll be the day that I die.
And welcome back to the Gadget Grill here on 2RDJ-FM, 88.1 on the FM band, on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. Okay, we have got...
I don't have a useless gadget, do you?
I have a useless
gadget.
Of course I have.
I assume you would, coming back from the USA.
In actual fact, while I do have a useless gadget, it has nothing to do with the trip to the USA, but it is something that I'm sure you'll appreciate because I know that you enjoy cooking at home.
Stony silence.
Okay. This is, and if it would load, it would be good. What's one of the easiest things in the world to cook? Apart from boiling water.
Pasta,
absolutely correct.
Rice.
So now you can get an app for your pasta.
Okay. Why would I need one? Oh, this is why it's a useless gadget.
Yes, exactly. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
It was a long walk, but I got there, right?
Yes, yes. So you can buy some pasta, and you can now get an app that connects to your pasta.
What?
This is my computer is not connecting to Dropbox for some reason.
Because we're doing it live.
Because we're doing it live. The fun of live radio, ladies and gentlemen, when things do not work as they're supposed to.
So you can't connect to Dropbox just like your app can't connect to your pasta.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
I forgot to install a communications port in my pasta cooker.
That's exactly what it is, yes. So it's not connecting. I can't tell you much about it. But rest assured that one of our pasta makers is now making an app to help you cook your pasta.
I mean, look
tell you when it's ready.
At face value, that might not be too bad. Like, you know, it might say, right, what type of pasta have you got? Fill it up, you know, place it in if it's 500 grams and you want to cook it for 15 minutes or something like that, you know?
Oh, and you got instructions on the pack.
You know, people can't read instructions on packs. They need to be read out by Siri.
Is that what it is?
Yes, absolutely.
We all know how good Siri is.
Yeah, she'll tell you to cook the wrong pasta in the wrong pot, and before you know it, your neighbour will be coming over asking for their rice.
Absolutely. Exactly. Yes. Rice is kind of a form of pasta, isn't it?
I guess.
They're both cereal. Surely you can't be cereal.
Mm.
I'm sorry.
I can. Stop calling me Shirley.
Exactly. Exactly.
You've been listening to The Gadget Grill.
You have indeed.
And our musings on cooking pasta and rice for the last couple of minutes. Yeah, something that I don't do a lot of.
No. Can't connect to Dropbox. Make sure you're on.
It's not going to work. It's the end of the show. I think we just need to turn the music up and fade us out and go home.
Okay, fair enough. We're listening to the Horace Silver Quintet and Senor Blues. I'm the Professor, President Stumpy Steamboat, Gaz.
Trumbull. I'm Jason. I sound really undersold.
Jason Trumbull.
As a result of that. We can all be Trumbull. We're all Spartacus.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if there's two of us here, that's double Trumbull.
goodbye and farewell, and we'll see you next week.
We shall indeed.